Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden is holding a fundraiser in New York City tonight that is on track to bring in a whopping $25 million. NPR's Domenico Montanaro reports Biden's getting a helping hand from some big names.
Three presidents will be at Radio City Music Hall: Biden and former presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Tickets range from $225 all the way up to $500,000. Perks for the biggest spenders include portraits with the presidents taken by Annie Leibovitz. It's the latest show of fundraising strength from Democrats, with Biden and groups supporting him holding a huge cash advantage over Republican Donald Trump. Trump has seen slowdowns in his small dollar donations as his legal costs from multiple criminal charges are stacking up. And that's given Biden and groups supporting him the chance to run more ads, with Team Biden outspending Trump and his allies since Super Tuesday, $10 million to about $2 million across the country. Domenico Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will move swiftly ahead with impeachment proceedings against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas when Congress returns from recess. NPR's Lexi Schapitl reports the House narrowly passed two articles of impeachment against Mayorkas last month.
Speaker Johnson plans to transmit the articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorkas to the Senate on April 10th. In a letter, Johnson and the Republicans assigned to prosecute the impeachment urged Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to, quote, schedule a trial on the matter expeditiously. The House passed the two articles of impeachment by one vote in February, with only Republican support. But the proceedings stalled as lawmakers negotiated must-pass spending bills and worked to avert a government shutdown. Since the February vote, Schumer has called the impeachment effort a sham and says that Republicans have failed to demonstrate that Mayorkas has committed any impeachable offenses. Lexi Schapitl, NPR News, Washington.
Ports up and down the East Coast are preparing to absorb cargo diverted from Baltimore following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge earlier this week. Marlon Hyde with member station WABE has more from Atlanta.
While the port of Baltimore is down, cargo ships could be sent to Georgia's seaports in Savannah and Brunswick. Brunswick is the second busiest port for vehicles in the country behind Baltimore. Georgia State Senator Derek Mallow represents District 2, which includes Savannah.
We are the third largest port in the U.S., and because of that, if they're going to be shipping containers, those will come to the port of Savannah.
Mallow expects an increase in cargo for Georgia ports. The port of Brunswick has already been contacted by auto companies about rerouting car shipments. For NPR News, I'm Marlon Hyde in Atlanta.
Home supply chain Home Depot has announced it plans to buy SRS Distribution, a provider of professional materials, in a deal valued at $18.25 billion. Home improvement retailer says the acquisition should help speed up its growth with contractors. Stocks closed mixed. The Dow was up 47 points today. You're listening to NPR. The top court at the United Nations is calling on Israel to open more land crossings to allow food, water, fuel, and other needed supplies to reach besieged residents of Gaza. The International Court of Justice issuing two new orders in a case brought by South Africa, which is accusing Israel of acts of genocide in its military campaign after the October 7th attacks by Hamas. Israel has denied those charges, saying it's carrying out a military campaign in self-defense. Oregon has become the latest state to enact a so-called right to repair law. Advocates say the bill, signed by Governor Tina Kotek, creates the nation's strongest protections for consumers with broken tech devices. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Dirk Vanderhart has more.
Under the law, companies that make cell phones and other consumer electronics are required to offer up the tools and know-how to repair those devices. It's a way to empower consumers in an age where some manufacturers have begun limiting who can perform repairs. At least three other states have passed similar laws, but supporters say Oregon stands out. That's because the law takes on the practice of parts pairing, where manufacturers disable some functions of a device if owners make repairs with an unauthorized part. That piece of the bill prompted pushback from Apple, which uses parts pairing on iPhones. Oregon's law kicks in next year, but enforcement won't begin until 2027. For NPR News, I'm Dirk Vanderhart in Portland.
For the first time in nearly 30 years, the federal government says it's looking at how the government categorizes people by race and ethnicity. Goal is to more accurately count those residents of the U.S. who identify as Hispanic, Middle Eastern, or North American. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.